The Public Works Capital Projects Committee. Has everybody got a chance to look at the minutes, review the minutes from last month's meeting?
This is 2 months ago.
Right. Oh, that's true, that's right. Anybody have any corrections or comments or anything? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move the minutes as written.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, tonight, we have some resolutions and we have some people here to, address them. The first one is from, 52 Dennis, is here from planning to, talk about. And then we have, Chris Newman from City Alter, Vice President of Administrative Services and Dean of Administration to talk about three of this. So Dennis, we're going to start off with yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Start with the resolution.
It's resolution number 52.
Authorizing the acquisition of the right-of-way interest over certain real property for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail West, page 4, 8761.21 in the town of Lloyd, and amending capital project number 451 for right-of-way acquisition Department of Planning.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for changing the order. I appreciate it. I have a board meeting tonight that I'm going to right after this. Hudson Valley Rail Trail Phase 4 runs from Old New Paltz Road in the town of Lloyd to South Street. We've been engaged in the process. The legislature did hold a public hearing on this. The capital project was established in April of 2015. We held a public hearing on it this year with respect to eminent domain proceedings. We did that mainly because one or two of the acquisitions we're talking about may actually exceed something called the minimum threshold. We are going to take easement only with respect to this. This resolution here, essentially, we're now in the right-of-way. We now have right-of-way authorization from NYSOT to begin to acquire lands. We have appraisals for those lands, and we're in the process of negotiating with landowners for that acquisition. What this resolution does is effectively it amends the capital project and increases the capital project by about $36,715, and it authorizes the chairman to essentially sign those necessary acquisition documents once they occur.
Well, this resolution 52, right?
Correct.
And that $36,000, that's for the acquisition of the
The total price of the acquisition of the railway acquisition is about $122,000. There's $84,000 currently in the program, and this adds about $36,000 based on the appraisals.
So you've gotten the appraisals, and now you have to add an additional $36,000?
No, after we've gotten the appraisals, we have to add $36,000. That helps you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. In other words, the original amount was for how much?
$84,000.
And that was to be used for?
Right-of-way acquisition.
Right-of-way acquisition. Now, all of a sudden, there's another $36,000.
The first?
For acquisition of more land?
No.
So, okay, what happened? What's the difference?
We had an estimate of the property value that started it. Now we have the actual appraisal amount.
Okay.
And I think Chris White said that he was going to try to get aid from Spartatus.
Yeah, as it stands now, we're processing a grant of a member item, actually, from Representative Chris Spartatus for $50,000.
And if that happens?
It'll help cover a portion of these overruns.
So, and then that money if the money you don't use is going to come back to the general fund?
No, it would end up being a revenue to the project. This has a county cost to it that's well above the $50,000. The total project cost,
right,
is well above $50,000. So,
in essence, it would stay within the project.
It stays within the project.
In other words, you're going to continue to
use the project.
Right. My only problem with that is that when you can use that at some later date for something other than what we've approved it for. Well, you, if it's still in there, then it's just put into an account for future use.
No, it's counted as revenue against the capital program, against the capital project. So what it would do is it would come in and you'd have a town share, state share, and this would reduce the county share, and it would be applied as revenue. It could not be used for any other purpose. And would not be used for any other purpose.
Any other questions or comments?
Okay. There was one homeowner, and I think that's all been resolved, that had some questions, came to one of the earlier meetings. Do you recall that?
I do. We're working with several of the property owners right now to make sure that we resolve their differences. So we completely redesigned a portion of the trail to avoid a homeowner that didn't want his, a portion, actually it was a business out there. We're currently working with, there's a trailer park along this thing, along the trail, it's called Highland Woods. We're currently working with them. We believe we have an amicable solution to their issues. And we're working with La Gitano, and we believe we have an amicable solution to their issues. We're trying to work desperately with the Ludwigs. It's very difficult to set those meetings up back and forth. And there's two brothers involved. We believe that we have an agreement from the one brother. We have some concerns being expressed from the other brother at this particular point in time. And then there's Mr. Murphy, which is a property that has a billboard on it. There's no homeowners or structures on it except the billboard. And we're working with his attorney. We're not sure where or how that's going to be resolved.
Okay. And we already did have a public hearing?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So people the have their opportunity. Okay.
And you made a determination with respect to the preferred group and the finding.
Thank you.
And just for clarification of this resolution, on page 2, the fifth whereas, it was printed 35,715, is supposed to be 36,715, which coincides with the rest of the resolution.
Good catch.
Well, I didn't catch it, Dennis did. And brought it to my attention. All right, I'll entertain a motion to move this.
We'll move.
Moved by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Dennis, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Committee. Thank you, sir.
Oh, I thought you were
it was page 2, the fifth whereas. It was 36 something. Okay, Chris, we've got your 3 next, right?
3, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Resolution number 21, establishing capital project number 480, Junior Ulster Houston Center Roof Replacement Project, amending the 2017-2022 project fund, Junior Ulster.
So this is the Kingston roof replacement. I believe it's been in the works for a while, and we're moving it forward into this year to really work on. Let me just cut down to the amount. We established that it was $130,000 in the second half of the page. The breakdown are, as you can see, $10,000 for professional services and the rest are for equipment and capital outlay. This is a project that has been prioritized by both the college and the county, so we just wanted to move it forward.
This would be a bond resolution that would be required. Any questions or concerns for Chris?
So this is just the total cost for the replacement, $130. No, I come back later and say, what do we need to do now?
The estimate that we have is already in the back of
Yes,
I don't expect to come back to
Okay.
No. Well, you're not here then.
Thanks for coming.
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah, you got to have some fun. Yeah.
Not at my expense.
Pick on somebody else, okay?
I was thinking that. Can I go on to the next one?
Yes.
Okay.
So the next,
I'll read the resolution and you take over from there, okay?
Great.
All right. Resolution number 54, amending resolution number 46, dated January 26, 2016, establishing capital project number 464, SUNY Ultra Renovation, to establish the Pfeiffer Technology and Innovation Lab, amending the 2017 to 2022 capital program, SUNY Ultra.
Go ahead, Chris. So this is a project that has also been in the works for quite a while. Originally, it was a plan for an off-site location, I believe it was, but now we moved it onto campus and we're going to renovate one of the existing buildings. That allowed us to save quite a substantial amount of money. And because of those changes, we didn't want to come back and identify what the true costs are related to this project. And so that's the breakdown here. Essentially, that $864,000 is now this type of project, and includes the construction and the equipment that has already been bought related to Innovation Map. The construction itself is about $543,000 in total. So this is just to decrease what the amount was down to what it really is now. And the funds, the costs are fully funded by an external source.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Herb, any questions or comments?
No. It was $1.4 million, and that was coming down to $864,000.
Correct. Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Litt. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Third one, Chris, is resolution number 55, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to enter into a lease agreement with SUNY Ulster for office and classroom space at the Business Resource Center, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
So the college has moved from the SBC to the Kingston Center. And the only location that we have left is the Small Business Development Center that you can see, and a server room associated with that. The revised numbers here reflect that one office and the server room at the square foot rate stated here. So we expect that the new lease will reflect at $21,000 for that one room and the server room only.
To be renewed after one full year. For 1 year.
This is actually ours.
Oh.
Yes. I'm sorry, this is on behalf of the county.
Yes. This came out of Building and Grounds.
So they moved everything out of the VRC, now they want to go back for one room.
No, they had it. They didn't take that out of the SBDC.
I was under the impression that everything was moving. But everything moved except this.
Small business development.
Correct.
And this was, and the reason again for this, if you moved everything else. What was the reason for this?
There's benefits for both the county and the college to have that location still there. It's been there for a while. There's the servers there, so it's more convenient for everybody to have the SBDC there. The SBDC serves multiple counties as a well-known location, and they didn't want to move it close to Kingston. Just out of the fact that there is no place on Kingston, and we have no location on domain, so we would have to also allocate rooms around. It's just
okay.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, just opposed. Motion carried.
Alrighty.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. Nice meeting you.
Yep. Nice to be here. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Thanks.
Thank you.
Got away without my asking them about the roof and, you know, my usual green building questions and everything. At this point, I trust. But you're not off the hook.
And you're still on the off the hook.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I've never met him before.
Yeah. In other words, pick on somebody else. That's fine. I didn't need to. Setting resolution number 12, setting a public hearing on naming a county-owned asset to be held on Tuesday, March 7, 2017 at 6:15 p.m. This is a request that came from the town of Ulster. Town board, they approved it on their board 5-0. The new Salt Hill Bridge, they would like to name it in honor of their ex-police chief who passed away, Anthony Cruz. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I'm totally in support. I knew Anthony a little bit, super nice guy, and I just think this is, in my opinion, is a no-brainer, and it's nice for the people of the town of Ulster to be able to remember him when they see his.
I heard a lot of good things about him. I really have.
Very good man.
I'm old.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, motion made by Legislator Litz, seconded by Legislator Lauren from Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had that public hearing. You have to have a public hearing before you name.
Legally required. We're not spending any funds. We're not anything that...
Right. Exactly.
A public input, I guess.
Right.
Resolution number 40, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Gateway Community Industries Incorporated Department of Public Works. This is for janitorial services.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Hill Office Building, 100% county, from January to September. $69,000 appropriated money.
We contract directly with Gateway for this, and we're actually supposed to go through the New York State Industries for the Disabled license.
Right.
So we have a contract with license for 4 other buildings and a contract with Gateway for this one building. So the new agreement with NYSE will start, I think it's August 1st of this coming year. So all I'm trying to do is pull this one out for Gateway.
Mm-hmm.
Gateway is still going to do the cleaning. It's just that it goes through the state agency.
I understand.
Just break that out.
That's what I'm trying to do. So that we can get them all on one contract with all the same terms and all with the same, it's like a suit of the state agency.
Yeah.
They do all the preferred sorts for handicapped people, blind people. Yeah.
Right. I'll move this. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we don't have county employees doing this. This is all under.
This is to Gateway, yes. We have cleaners, but
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is totally different.
Well, we don't have enough cleaners.
Really? Right. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'll move this. Seconded by legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 41, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Postler and Jackley Corporation Department of Public Works. And this is for what?
Repairing maintenance of a heat pump.
At the Golden Hill office building. Which is
100% county did
and all of that. The health department. It's 3 years for 85.
3 years, 85,728.
So it's a 3 year contract. They're going to handle all the maintenance if it goes wrong with it, and they'll do the repairs, and that's all going to be included in this contract.
Yes, we have 20,000 in there for hourly rate work, and then there's a set fee for the maintenance. Which is done quarterly or
MIN,
have to read the
scope of the hourly rate there? For what reason?
In case there emergencies or repairs outside
the realm
the scope
of, okay.
Of services.
Okay, I understand.
But outside the scope of services, why would that be part of this contract? If it's outside the scope of this contract, why would other services be mentioned? Why wouldn't there be a separate contract?
That would be an unanticipated repair. And, I mean, why would we want to have to draw up a contract and go through all that?
This contract is for the maintenance, and then if you need any repairs, it's an hourly rate.
Which would not be part of this.
It is
part of this.
That's why it's in here, in case.
$85,000.
Okay, so
if that hourly rate was not used, they don't get the $20,000.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. That's where he was saying. He wanted to make sure that it was that $20,000 wasn't being spent.
No.
All right.
So those people are part of the contract. So
I hear what you're saying. That's what I was thinking, too.
We have it in there so that we're ready to go.
We'll recoup it, though, if it's not used.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it just wouldn't come out of our budget.
It just won't come out. Right.
Okay.
It's in the budget for us.
I'll entertain a motion to move this. Moved by Legislator Lauren, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Amending capital project number 261. How do you say that? Tangora bridge replacement, PID number 8757.13. Funding, right-of-way acquisition, and incidental phases of authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute agreements, certification, or reimbursement request for federal aid on behalf of Ulster County with New York State Department of Transportation, amending the 2017 Capital Fund Budget, Public Works, Highways, and Bridges.
So this project was, I guess, initiated in 99 before my time, but there was a right-of-way issue with one property in particular that would have required us to take the whole house. So the design for the bridge replacement was revised, and all of that took years, and my understanding is that you have 10 years to go from one phase to the other on these, and Irene happened, and this project got put on hold. In addition to that, the HARA money came in 2009. So
for Hongson was done rather than this. I don't know who made those decisions or why, but we need to resurrect this this project,
mm-hmm.
and we want to move it forward. So we need to complete at least one acquisition by April 30th, and that's what we're working hard to get that to, so that we can and that will resurrect the project and give us 10 years to get that piece done. It resets the clock when you go to the right away phase from the preliminary engineering.
What township is this?
This is in, does it say here? Olive, town of Olive.
Hmm.
And it's 80-15-5 as a rule. 8% federal, 15% 5%.
And it's the acquisition of land right away, or?
Yes, there. I think there are 4 or 5. The one we're working on right now is the Town of Olive Fire District.
Is it right away, or is it a land
engineering service?
There is. I think there. I don't know if there are any fees. I think they're easements, either temporary or permanent easements. I don't think we're taking any of the properties.
Yeah.
This is for.
I think this is just for engineering.
Professional services engineering.
For that project.
Here.
Well, it's also right away acquisition of this incidental.
Yes.
It's just on a breakdown of how much is going through.
Yeah, we haven't gotten that far yet.
Or
the appraisals are 11 years old, so we have to have them read up.
That's what about the $160,000
is 11 years old? Well, I imagine they used what they had before and put something in there for, you know, inflation or appreciation of the property value.
So you could end up coming back for more.
That's always a possibility. I mean, I heard you say that to Chris. And that's a budget from an engineer. That is not a bid price. So if all of those roofers are busy and they all come in with numbers over that, we have to give it to the low one or we don't do the project. But that's it's a common thinking. But those numbers are based on the engineer's best information. And that's the same with this. You know, we had appraisals from before, they're outdated, so we had something to make it more relevant.
I'm just curious though, Sue. Who actually comes up with this now? Is it a county employee or is it an engineering group?
Well, in this case, I can't say with 100% certainty, but my guess is that Ed Pine he's the engineer that worked on this. He has all the documents from when the project was first undertaken. And my guess is that he took what he had there, as I said.
So it's a county employee, so it's some outside source.
I don't know if he asked anybody else. I think if we weren't under the gun to acquire one property by April 30th, we might have waited till we update the appraisals, because that would give us a more concrete number.
He probably made an estimate based upon what factors they had, but the actual dollar value has to be done by the licensed appraiser.
Right.
So he's putting a number in there, but when the appraiser actually comes out and does the appraisal, that's going to be the real number.
And we're putting an RFP out.
I understand that. I'm just, you know, when we're asking somebody to come up with a number, I'd like to know that we're asking somebody who has a really good sense of idea.
Well, on this one,
where this money is coming from, as opposed to just pulling something out of the air. So I think it's going to be this because of, you know, I know that this costs that, blah, blah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to find out. That's what I'm trying to find out. You know, I just want to make sure that it's not being done. I guess haphazardly.
I would say that it's not done haphazardly, but I will reiterate that everything we do is based on estimates. Estimated materials, estimated hours.
I totally agree.
And right. We try our best to give you a realistic number. We're not giving you something, because obviously if it means we have to come back, we have to wait another month.
so we don't, we would like to avoid that as well.
Unforeseen things coming your way on projects.
Right.
Whether it's paving, building, or...
Whether it's Mother Nature, whether it's, you know, taking down a wall and you didn't know that was behind you.
Yeah, of course.
It's
just, it's a
difficult thing to nail everything down.
It is, right.
And I...
It is.
It's tortured me for sure.
And the bigger, the harder.
Okay.
All right, motion made by Legislator Lauren, second by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
I'm trying to figure out where this is. If I heard Oliver, Oliver, I think of is down, you know, sort of...
213 goes out of, off of 209.
Oh, Tumber Road, yeah, and it goes up toward, okay.
I'm going to assume it's somewhere in that vicinity.
Okay.
Because that would be the
turnaround.
Thank you.
So you were thinking
on this end of... Yes. Oh, finally. Resolution number 58, establishing capital project number 496. Springtown Road, culvert replacement, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
I will move that.
All in favor? Motion made by Legislator Litz, second by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Peter, you don't even ask. This is going, buddy.
Okay, well, since you put it that way,
Miss Paulson's been waiting for this a long time.
I mean, let her know she can come when we
work
on it. On it? And good for her, you know, for bringing it to everyone's attention and good for your department for acting as promptly and...
Yeah, it did. I got it, you know.
You know, comprehensively.
I think there's a
To give credit too to what was her name, Mrs. Paulson?
Caroline Paulson.
When she first came here, they came well spoken, they did their homework, they had all their facts. You know, it saved a lot of legwork. I mean, she come here, she knew what she was talking about.
Pictures,
the whole nine yards. So she just didn't come as a whim. I remember that specifically about her.
Right.
And she has been living it and breathing it.
For a long time. Yeah. Yeah.
Including, you know, people getting stuck in water and
like
situations.
No, she didn't remember she did it well. She handled it very well.
Yeah.
Resolution number 60, establishing capital project number 497, reconstruction of various roads in Ulster County Department of Public Works, highways and bridges.
I don't see any Kingston roads.
We're not allowed to do that. Thank goodness.
All right, so we're going to do, what? Qualified to chip, well, these are oil and chip roads.
Right, so various roads that we do each year are chip seal and crack seal.
Will you be coming out with a paving list soon? Or, you know?
They're working on that too.
Okay.
But just be aware, this is based on, you know,
once again,
we have section supervisors give us their wish list, and this is what we're thinking about doing, but as the this year with the frost going in and out, the roads are subject to change. There may be somebody who needs attention more than these roads.
Right.
So
some of these might get to a point where chip sealing
is not
the right
adequate.
Thing to do. Right. Sometimes it gets beyond the chip sealing and you've got to start over.
So this is our
preliminary
list, I guess.
Yes. 425 pounds. It don't seem too bad for all that work.
We, I think we ask for the same amount every year for that. And because it is a capital, if we don't use all of it in one year, we can put it into the next year and, you know, do a little bit more. I don't know if there's anything remaining from last year that's there.
I'll move it.
Second it.
Motion made by legislator Lynch, seconded by legislator Fabiano. Favor? All opposed? Motion carried.
No, I got my turn. As long as I'm on Ms. Pollan's bill, she'll be happy and all is well.
Now, is this a continuation of last year's shoulder project?
This, I'm wondering if we're doing, is this Lucas? Yeah, I think we're going to continue out Lucas. That's the plan.
Resolution number 62, establishing capital project number 498, construction of various shoulders, 2017-2022 capital program, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
Do you have this in-house, all these roads from here? Or
no.
Oh, you don't?
No,
it's contract
somehow.
Well, then I have to ask, how do you come up with, once again, these numbers if you don't?
This is just an allocation. We ask for the same allocation every year, pretty much. And then we do as much as we can with what we have.
Yeah, okay.
They'll ask for $250,000, and they just start going when they get their $250,000 this time.
And that's really what we have to do.
And how do you determine what roads to do?
And then they come, you know, like she said, take the worst.
And we want to avoid right-of-way issues, so if we can find a right-of-road where we don't have to...
Was it serving on the thing last year?
No, it was Colors.
Colors. That's right. Well, yeah.
Okay. Do you have four?
The county, they go out, and if there were bad spots, they box them out, put in item four, so how we still came through,
it was ready to go.
It was good.
And really, that's the way to go.
All right, Nettie.
We worked our way out to 209, but I don't know how long that's
going. Does this specify the location at all?
I don't see it here.
But the others, that means, the previous one wasn't.
I think there was no list, because there's not a list. It's just the one row.
They just, and a map.
We just didn't know as far as we could on this for that.
Okay. I just know the people out there would like to know that they knew it was definitely made.
I want to say a motion to move this.
I'll move it.
Moved by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Lick. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Two more. Resolution number 64, establishing capital project number 499, purchase of county fleet vehicles, Department of Public Works, Central Garage.
Yeah, 2 million puts these together, working with Tommy Horver and Joe Whitaker, and I...
Now, we're purchasing these new vehicles. Last year, the year before, we had a resolution that we would begin to move towards electric cars and things. We were going to do what, 20% or... Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Is any of that included in this?
My assumption would be yes, but I would need...
I'm looking, but I can tell you something.
Yeah, the fourth region energy, is that an electric car?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that one? Okay. Right.
So you got a bunch of those four here.
Yeah.
Okay. Five, six,
I think I recall Amanda saying that we were well ahead of the Green Fleet schedule.
That's what I'm not sure.
There's 11 on here. There's 11 on here.
Okay. Okay. I don't know.
Well, I'm gonna tell you now. I just came back from
NYSAC, and there's a huge push now in the state towards getting electric vehicles on the road. In fact, Bill, they're willing to, and I got to go look, find out exactly how it works, but they got a lot of money set aside even to put new charging stations all over the place.
They're gearing towards.
We need to, because now that we're getting to that point, now we need to start looking at, and I, like I said, I drive it, but I can tell you, this is a real push down.
Yeah, they're going, and that's the way to go. They perform properly and get the job done.
Well, you know, I sat in on a seminar, and a lot of questions were, I mean, it was a big discussion.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, like, the batteries for the cars last, like, for the life of the car.
Yeah.
You know, there's three different types of charging stations. Depending on the type of vehicle, Tesla's got its own, but you're going to be able to buy an adapter for that. But you can do a fast charge, a mediocre charge, or a charge like you're right out of your house, you know, out of the outlet. But that takes all night to do it. So I mean,
3 hours.
What?
3 hours. Well, it depends on the size of your battery.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
So, that's the other thing that we have to begin to look at, too. The more we get to that, we're going to have to look at the types of charging stations we're putting in, because you want to get them charged and get them out.
Right.
And then we won't need the drivers after.
Driving cars.
So
I'll entertain a motion to move this.
There was some discussion. In the years 2020 and 2021, you're not buying Ford Fusion Energy, you're buying Ford Fusions. I see there's a cost savings of $16,000. But wouldn't you want to keep your electric fleet going?
I don't know how to respond to that because I don't know what her thinking is. It may have something to do with who is getting the vehicles. Like, I'm looking at 2020 and DSS.
Are we renting them or are we buying them?
Yeah, that is a question then.
It sounds to me they're replacing rental vehicles.
Something that's being rented.
Right. Yeah. That's the way it looks to me.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the type of vehicle sometimes has something to do with those baby seats. Like, DSS has to have child seats in their vehicles.
For the caseworkers.
And some of the other vehicles, like, I don't know if these energies can,
Maybe the ones that they're getting 17 and 18 are for administrative personnel or something, because they are energy, the electric cars.
Right.
The future ones, the 7, I don't know if those are Dodge fans, but the 9 that they're getting in 2020 are just regular
Ford Fusions. I would say, these are projections anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven knows what they'll come out with between now and then. It might be something even more economical and bigger.
Hoverclips.
Won't even need to do
hoverclips. By approving this, essentially, don't they bring this back to us each year?
Yes.
So,
absolutely. Really,
I'm feeling like...
So there could be changes at that time also.
Yeah, and if you could just get the answer, that is, we go ahead and approve it, we're approving for a good year.
Right.
And then if you could just let us know what they're thinking in the future, why for fusion, not energy, just for the future years, that way we can move this forward.
Yeah.
And
actually, this is their five-year plan. What we're approving is only the first year of the five-year plan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is for 870,
right.
Which is
right. 1 year.
Okay.
1 year.
And just, you know, when Amanda gets back or when it's convenient, we have time. But, you know, just to help us understand moving forward. I just wanted to say there is one issue with the charging stations, and that is Tesla has their own, and you have to have a Tesla to use it. But for the ones like we have, I have a specific card, but I was up in Rensselaer, and they had a charging station, but I couldn't use the ChargePoint card on their charging station. They did have a loaner. They went, this was at the New York ISO building. They went in, they got me a, you know, thing. The plug-in is universal. But these charging station companies have to start working together. Otherwise, it's going to be like
these in the beginning.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and then you go to some store and, well, if you don't have
American Express,
yeah. So it is an issue. It's not directly related. It's indirectly. But it is a sort of a problem that I want to flag, and I think it's come up in some of the other committees and in Climate Smart. But we really are making good progress and should be proud of it.
At the LMI meeting, the seminar I went to for this, I found out pamphlets, Price Chopper, different stores are now beginning to put them in.
Those charging stations?
Charging stations.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see. That's going
to
be up.
And that is something I want to do. I'm going to talk to Hannaford. I'm going to talk to Price Shop. I'm going to see if they want to invest in it. Because it doesn't hurt. And what it does is it brings people to their stores.
Right.
It's a write-off for them.
Kind of reminds me of E85, though. They wanted to put that in every station. And how many vehicles do you see now that run on E85? I only know of one gas station. And it's in Albany, by the way.
I have no doubt that the electric cars are going to be.
They're
going to happen. It's just a question of time.
Right.
Because even now, everything that they're doing is geared towards moving away from fossil fuels. Becoming more independent.
Rotating turbines on the roof, so as you're driving down the road, you're constantly charging your battery.
I'm not kidding about that.
So a motion was made by Legislator Litt, second by Legislator Warren. All approve, all in favor?
Aye.
And the last resolution.
Another, I guess there's another question on hydrogen.
Establishing capital project number 500, purchase of highway equipment, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. And this is for highway equipment, $3,000,420. We're looking down back what we're getting. Bond resolution is required.
How much?
$3 million?
Yeah.
And we're getting three Caterpillar loaders. Three international single axle snowplow 4x4s, one trailer for hydro mulcher, four Chevy 3500 4x4 crew cab dump truck.
And these are all state bid.
Four international tandem with snowplow. Two international snow truck, four trailers. And one New Holland tractor mowers, boom and arm, for $3,100,000.
I think we can get a quote, but it has to be less than that. That's the most you can get. Let me ask Kim.
Now, I'm assuming this is replacing old equipment, correct?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do with the old equipment?
We usually auction it.
Auction it off. If it's so bad, it's kind of a scrap. Metal with the money.
It either goes to Auctions International or
Yeah. I don't know exactly what the county does. I know ours at the highway, ours goes out of auction.
but we seem to get rid of things a lot quicker than the county does. The county, they hang on. I mean, I've seen trucks leave there with 275,000 miles. But see, they're more over the road versus like a municipality like Sorby is just more what I would call site work. A lot of twisted and turning. We don't do much hauling and stuff, you know, because you don't have the fleet for it. So ours goes out, ours pretty much goes out. But when the county gets rid of a piece of equipment, for the most part, you probably wouldn't want it, to be honest about it. You know what I'm saying? I remember when Mr. Shealy was the highway commissioner, he used to call it the boneyard. If a piece of equipment went to that boneyard, you didn't want to look at it, let alone have it.
Pull those shenanigans to get through the night or through a season or something.
If you have specific issues that you want to ask about here, I can go to Kim and get you those answers. She's Tommy Gorder's mother died, so.
Yes. So your main question is the East State bid. It's a some is, some isn't. You know, we get some stuff on state bids. Sometimes my boss will sit down and he'll get with his mechanic and they'll spec out a truck if they're looking for something specific. See, what I don't like about state bid, even though you get a better deal, state bid to me is like a generic brand of a medication. You know, and each township in Ulster County has different needs. So this truck here might be good for your town to serve the purposes. In my town, it might be useless. That's one thing I never really cared about.
It's just like any
right.
An individual going by the truck. Some people want.
Right.
They don't care if they have to wheel up the window or it's the mirror outside.
Right, right. But yes, it is much cheaper to the taxpayer when you go on state bid. That's correct.
What happens when you go on state bid, you're still getting it through someone. So in terms of service.
Oh, yeah. A dealer or whatever. Absolutely you are.
Just they aggregate the purchase.
Right. And you kind of stuck with what they have, so to speak. So I entertain a motion to move this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moved by Legislator Lauren, seconded by Legislator Lick. All in favor? All
right, buddy.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I have one sort of closing business.
And remove the old business.
I think this qualifies as old business. You know, I voted for the funding for the move to the port. But it did happen in, I forget what you call the session, where it didn't go through committee. And
Committee of the whole,
thank you. And I just think it would be good, even in retrospect, nobody's going to change their votes, and I'm not, you know, trying to stir anything up, but just if we could get who the bidders were and, you know, some understanding of how that decision was made. And just so you know, I spoke with Rick Alfondre. He was the person who did a lot of the work preliminarily. And he said that he felt it was an entirely fair, well-founded decision, and he was one. He bid with somebody else. So, you know, this is not about challenging, it's about understanding.
Yeah, I feel a little bit the same way you do. I'm still for the project.
Yeah.
But I did not like what took place at our last legislative session. I mean, I think they just came in there and just said, this is it, and this is final, and without any going through the committee, because there's no sense having committees if it's not going to go through the committee. And I'm going to tell you, I was a little annoyed that night, the way they came steamrolling in there of trying to say, here's the final product. See you later.
That's,
I don't know.
No, they came before the meeting and then they spoke. It was like an informational type of setup. But then after you got done, you voted on it. That was a committee of the whole. So you talk about it.
You never had a chance to vet it out.
So nobody had a real chance to talk about it other than...
Thank you. Just what I was trying to say. We never had the opportunity.
Part of the problem, I had an issue with the fact that they had contracts with no back ends, no doors. In other words, it's an open contract. And it's because people say, well, if we're going to offer them this much, we'll get it done quicker. Wait a minute. If they're not going to get it done within a certain time frame, then go to a different contractor. Yeah. I mean, I used to work building bridges when I was in the South. And we used to, and I remember this quite vividly. We would do a contract on a bridge, and if we didn't have it done on such and such a date, we were fined.
Well, liquidated damages.
Okay, we were fined for not having it completed. It was none of this. Well, I think I'll give you an extra 10% just to get you to move faster.
Well, we don't have that contract.
No, what I'm saying is they bid more, and they tell us they do that because, how can I explain this? There's no end. There's no beginning and ending date. There's a beginning date. There's no end date on their contracts.
That's what there's a substantial completion.
I don't think they have that on there.
It doesn't have a completion, not that I know of. Am I wrong?
I don't remember seeing it.
I think they're AIA contracts, and there's usually a substantial
completion date. Because we went through that with the jail. And that's what cost us with the jail. It was not just that. It was with the architects, with the change orders. Because after they did so many change orders, they ended up getting $1,000 for everyone after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know about all that. And like I said, I understand
your request.
I totally support the project. My only thing was that I wish that we would have had one more meeting with this committee before that night of the letter. That's all I'm saying. That was my only little bit of upsetness that... A lot was said that night that I didn't even know was coming, and I just felt kind of left out being the chairman of the committee and this committee. I mean, we were overseeing the project; it ran through this committee, and I just wish that we would have had one more meeting before that night. That's all I'm saying. As far as I'm concerned, for me, it's a dead issue; it's over with, and I just hope the project goes and it goes smoothly and successfully and within budget. That's the main concern that we should all have. And
has to go within budget, it's got to come back to us.
Yeah.
And that's...
And it's got to come back to us if it gets crazy with money, exactly.
And once again, that architect has a idea of how much it'll be. That was from El Andre, the original money that was requested. If the bids go out and everybody is busy, the bids... maybe high. If everybody's hungry for work, they're going to get our business.
Yeah, that's the power.
We can't control that.
Right.
We get what we get.
Right.
Then, from that point, not the architect and not the construction manager, but the bids that will go out for the electrician, the HVAC, the plumbing contract, those are going to be awarded to the low bidder, or we don't move forward.
Yes. And from what I understand, the construction manager was on another project, and it was months behind.
They
just tried, but then they did another project, I heard, and they were months behind on it. Just saying, I don't know. If I recall correctly, and Herb, you probably looked at the number, it was like $600,000 to take the walls down inside of, to do the demolition inside of that building. That seems like a tremendous amount of money. Yeah. Those walls should all be collapsible. I don't get it.
I didn't hear that. I don't know.
Well,
I thought that was the question I asked.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I thought that was a lot of money.
I remember walking through the inside.
The partition walls. That's right. At one time, that was a retail outlet. That was all over it.
Yeah, but that's not all there is to demo.
Take what else is there?
Well, I would imagine that you'd have to pretty much gut it.
a lot of construction. You know, I mean, I'm not an expert on building or renovation, but it seems to me that everything in the ceiling would have to come out, the lighting.
But that's all doable. That was an only, the interior of that building, that was Wallace's. That was in, that, there's no weight-bearing walls there. There's no, I mean, it's just collapsible walls. That was the IBM went in, used it, and like they always did, they put in walls that they were they could put in and remove within a day or two.
Well, that's water under the dam, but that's why a walkthrough with this committee would have been nice. So those questions could have been asked on the spot with somebody there saying, well, this is why, this is why, this is why. But no, we had it here. Well, if you go, what if the rest of the legislature wants to go? Let them go. I don't care who goes.
They're voting on it.
I know, but for the, you know, I mean, for me, I would say if I was a legislator, you know, at some point, maybe it's just me being, you know, a Pollyanna, but you have to trust the people that are, that know the work. Do you know what I mean, Pete?
I trusted,
I know you don't
trusted
all
the
that,
people.
But you don't
I trusted them completely with the jail.
They weren't running the jail project.
I trusted the people, though. That's my point. And I agree with you. Up to some point, you're right. But sometimes, it's got to get done, and I get that. But at the other, on the other side of that coin, it doesn't hurt to keep the people informed that you're asking to pay for the project.
You can't have 23 people running the project.
That's not running the project. That's letting people in and letting them know what's going on. So that down the road, they're working with you, not saying, well, I don't know, why should I support that? And then all of a sudden it becomes an issue.
Yeah, Doug, do you have something?
Well, for me it's a matter of planning. That if you know the year is going to end, you've got to work backwards so that it could have come to our committee in December so that it didn't. And that's what I said on the floor.
But the vote was November 8th. Wasn't it the referendum was November
8th?
Election
day,
right.
So, you know, it was tight.
No doubt.
Yeah, it was tight.
You know, it's very hard to work backwards. We talk about that all the time.
I know.
And it's very difficult to do that.
Yeah, the time frame was so small, it really
but,
was.
So in retrospect, if we could, just because the people ask me questions, if we can just, how many people did, you know, how long did it
find out about that? Because I know that that's a relatively confidential thing while it's going on, but once it's over, I don't know.
Okay. So,
but
you know, that.
You find out.
Yeah. And again, I did ask people I trust, and I don't see a problem, although I agree with Pete and Herb that, you know, the deconstruction really did sound, I did take the tour. We did, I think the county executive, it wasn't the state of the state, but he had
the
a
budget.
Yeah,
budget.
That's right. And it was held there, and
afterwards they gave you, Sublow gave you a tour.
Yeah, that's right. Bob Sublow gave us a tour. And it was very impressive. It was the first time to me the whole thing made sense about where the courtrooms are and, you know.
Yeah, and
you can see firsthand, not just on a plan. But, you know, I want to urge that they use the committee process because we can then answer to our caucuses and our constituents.
Right.
And that's our responsibility.
Right.
Does anybody have any new business tonight? Very no new business. Entertain a motion from Herb Bliss for adjournment. Seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, nobody's opposed. This meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue, for coming, spending time for us. Good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I don't know what happened.
No, you saw me that. Right.
And my
mother-in-law,
you told me that.
You told me that. You went away, but that was a lot, right?